Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. And not only that, to understand the prophecies of the Bible and how they fit into what's going on in the world. And here recently, we could start almost every single sermon or study in Matthew 24. We are seeing so many things take place in the world. You have the Middle East, you have Jerusalem, you have Syria, you have Iraq, you have the Ukraine. You've got all the problems in Africa with Ebola. All nations have their problems and difficulties with the Muslims within their nations. Even the Muslim countries themselves. So it's very difficult to understand exactly what is going on. Who's to blame? Let's look at America right now. We've been on the verge of race riots for quite a little while. Is it going to be fomented so it will actually come to pass? And people always want to know, well, who is to blame? How do these things happen? Well, we will examine some of that today. But we will begin in Matthew 24. Because Matthew 24 tells us that in the end times, these things are going to be this way. First of all, it starts out with false prophets. And we're going to see that's a key. Then it brings in concerning wars and rumors of wars. Is that happening today? Yes, indeed. Nation rising up against nation, kingdom against kingdom? Yes, indeed. Are those who profess the name of Jesus Christ being delivered up to death? Yes, indeed.
North Korea takes the number one spot for the 12th year in a row. The report cites no numbers on the amount of people killed. However, it says that Christians there faced, quote, the highest imaginable pressure, with between 50 to 70,000 living in political prison camps. The next ranked country is Somalia, where Open Doors reports that this year 10 Christians were targeted and killed by members of the militant group Al-Shabaab. The third most dangerous place for Christians is Syria, a country plagued by an ongoing civil war. Open Doors says that in 2013, there were 1,213 martyr killings in the country. That's more than half of all martyr killings the organization documented worldwide. Number four is Iraq, where Christians are increasingly threatened and attacked by Islamic terrorist groups. A local source has told Open Doors that one Christian is killed every 2 to 3 days there. And in fifth place is Afghanistan. Open Doors says the influx of Islamic extremism and tribal pressure have made practicing Christianity unsafe. Some lawmakers have publicly said that converts to Christianity should die.
And so the question remains, how is all of this happening? Why are there so many divided things taking place in the world? Well, we'll answer some of those questions. Now, verse 10, here's what's happening on a massive scale everywhere in the world. Verse 10, then shall many be led into sin and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall arise and deceive many. And isn't that what is happening? Yes, indeed. That's why we need to understand the prophecies of the Bible. We need to understand the cause of those things taking place and how they affect our individual lives. And what should we do? Verse 12, and because lawlessness shall be multiplied, the love of many shall grow cold. That is the heart and core of what's happening right now today. There is lawlessness everywhere, in government, in religion, in personal behavior. We are overwhelmed with abortions. murders, thefts, obsession of sex, scams, lying schemes, lying governments, lying banks. We're overwhelmed with it. Each one becomes a law unto itself. And it's just like it says in the last verse in the book of Judges. Every man did which was right in his own eyes. And that's the ultimate as to what happens. Here in America, we have an absolutely lawless administration. And we have a lot of people who support that lawlessness. And we'll find out who they are. And we will understand that the Bible tells us. Now here's something most people do not know. Why is it in America that nearly every news channel does not really cover the news accurately or even report major events that would reveal the lies and shortcomings of the administration and the Senate of the United States? Why is it that you can't find it on the news? Very few people understand this. ABC News executive producer Ian Cameron is married to Susan Rice, national security advisor. And after every one of these, you can say, hello. CBS President David Rose is the brother of Ben Rose, Obama's deputy national security advisor for strategic communications. ABC News correspondent Claire Shipman is married to former White House Press Secretary Jay Carney. ABC News and Univision reporter Matthew Jaffe is married to Katie Hogan, Obama's Deputy Press Secretary. ABC President Ben Sherman is the brother of Obama's Special Advisor Elizabeth Sherman. CNN President Virginia Mosley is married to former Hillary Clinton's Deputy Secretary Tom Needs. Now, since they all are supporting lies, do you think that they're going to support the truth? No, because they are all lawless. How do you like living under lawlessness? What else causes lawlessness? Well, government is one. Did you know that this was prophesied of in the Old Testament? Tells us very, very clearly. Let's come back here to Ezekiel 22. First of all, let's understand this as we're going back to Ezekiel 22. God is lawgiver. He made all the laws that run the universe. He made all the laws that run and govern the physical earth and everything necessary for human life, animal life, and aquatic life. Everything runs by law. You yourself are a walking law, genetically speaking. God gave laws for our good, a perfect God, with perfect laws, with perfect truth, a God who is a God of love. And of course, there's no love in the world today. The love of many will grow cold because of lawlessness, and there's a direct connection. See, because God has given us choices, do we choose to obey God, or do we choose to go our own way? Or are we so lawless that we decide we know more than God? Are individuals so arrogant that they can walk up to God and say, God, here's how you need to do it? Well, can any man who is subject to death, has the law of sin and death within him, has a carnal mind that is imperfect, ever figure out what to tell God and how he should run his business? It's like the Bible says. Shall the clay say to the potter, what are you making? I don't like that. Well, you know what the potter would do if that actually happened? He'd look down at the clay and say, smash! I'm going to make it what I want to make it. And that's where we are. Right here, verse 1 and 2. These are the words of God. Moreover, the word of God came to me saying, now you son of man, will you judge the bloody city or bloody nation? Here we have an administration running down to a little city, suburb of St. Louis in Missouri, because one white officer shot a black man who happened to be also a thief, having strong-armed a convenience store. All caught on camera. Oh, but he was an innocent man. So everybody's up in air. 50 FBI agents come down. Eric Holder comes down. And they're going to try and pin that on white racism. What about the bloody city of Chicago? The bloody city of New York? The bloody city of Los Angeles? What about the bloody Planned Parenthood murder dens of abortion? Huh? Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. We can't take away the right of women to kill their own children in their own womb. Oh, ho, ho. That would be unconstitutional. Ezekiel was told, and yes, you shall make her know all her abominations. Then you shall say, thus says the Lord God, the city sheds blood in her midst, that her time has come and makes idols unto herself to defile herself. Let's see how bad it gets. Verse 4. You are guilty by the blood that you have shed. You have defiled yourself with your idols that you have made. You have caused your days to draw near. You have come unto your years. Therefore, I have made you a reproach to the nations and a mocking to all countries. Is that not true about the United States today? Yes, indeed. Think about it. Now, who is at fault? Can you blame just one person? A lot of people like to blame the president. Well, what about the Senate? What about the House of Representatives? What about the Supreme Court? What about all the state legislatures and all their governments? Can we blame them? Well, they have their part. But who is primarily responsible? And it starts with those who profess that they represent God. Let's pick it up here in verse 23. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, son of man, say to her, you are a land that is not cleansed nor rained upon in the day of indignation. There is a conspiracy. Now, what is a conspiracy? A conspiracy is a scheme to lie and cheat, to hoodwink the people, to not tell the truth, to misrepresent, in this case, number one, God. Now, you need to write for our booklet, Why Christianity Has Failed in America. Here's the prophecy of it right here. And here's the reason. There is a conspiracy of her prophets in her midst, like a roaring lion tearing the prey. They have devoured souls. They've taken the treasure and precious things. They've made many widows in her midst. Her priests have done violence to my law. Now, how much more violence can you do to God's law than to fly in the face of God and say, the law has been done away? Is that not the heart and core and the root of lawlessness, that you decide for yourself your own laws. It's like a minister I heard who is a prominent Protestant minister who was trying to explain about the commandments of God. Now, 9 of them are moral. But the one concerning the Sabbath. Now, we're going to change that because God has done away with his law. Really? He has not. He is a liar. And he lied even further by saying, there is a category of Christians who honor the Sabbath. That is, those who keep Sunday. Is that not a deliberate lie and conspiracy, planned, forethought, and multiply that by millions, and multiply that by tens of millions of gullible, blinded believers who accept it. Done violence to my law and have profaned my holy things. They put no difference between the holy and profane. They have not taught the difference between the unclean and clean, and they have hidden their eyes from my Sabbaths, and I am profaned among them. Oh, yes, when they come to the Sabbath, they do a high hurdle. When the Sabbath is the most important thing that you can honor and keep and obey and do, because if you do, God will put his presence with you. Now, we won't go into the things concerning the Sabbath. But notice, that's plural, my Sabbaths. God has annual Sabbaths and holy days too, which tell us the keys of prophecy. And they close their eyes to it. Oh no, we can't keep that. Liars. So the first one, we're all of the sin, all of the lawlessness, all of the things that you see going wrong in government, in church, in whatever part of the country you live in cities and towns and in families and in lives, starts with the liars in the pulpit. Every Sunday-keeping preacher who insists on Sunday is a liar. Now, a lot of people don't like me saying that. That's too bad, but it's true. So if you don't like it, that means you don't like the truth. And if you don't care for it, and you think that I'm being too harsh on them, think about how bad of shape the country is in. And then see if I've been hard enough on them. Now, number 2. Verse 27, her rulers in her midst, like wolves tearing the prey to shed blood, to destroy souls, to get unjust gain. Isn't that something? Why is it that every politician that goes to Washington, D.C., comes back home a millionaire? How did the ex-presidents get so much money? It is so involved in thievery and corruption that it is almost unbelievable. Notice what happens. How do they get away with it? Because people are gullible. And people do not like to exert the effort to do what God says to prove all things and hold fast to that which is good. Now notice, verse 28, and her prophets have covered themselves with whitewash. Oh, we are so good. One thing to always remember, God is not looking to you for your outward actions alone. God is a heart-knowing God. So you think about that every time that you think you are righteous and good. Because unless you have the Holy Spirit of God in you, and unless you are overcoming the carnal human mind, and unless you are growing into grace and knowledge of God, and unless you yield to God, there is no salvation. You're whitewashed. Just like the prophets and teachers, they're whitewashed. Listen to the nightly news on these channels that we just brought up. They whitewash it. They overlook it. Okay? Continuing. Seeing false visions and divining lies unto them, saying, thus says the Lord God, when the Lord has not spoken. Now, do you think that any man has the authority to tell people that God says when he didn't say? Verse 29, now all the combined sins of all people everywhere, not only the ones that you see, not only the ones that you hear about, not only the ones that you read about, not only the statistics that are put out by the FBI every year, but the sins in the minds and hearts of people. Notice, the people of the land have used oppression and committed robbery. They have troubled the poor and needy. Yea, they have oppressed the stranger wrongfully. And I sought for a man among them who should build a wall for the land and stand in a breach before me, so that I should not destroy it. But I did not find one. Though no one standing up there saying, calling for repentance, beginning with the White House, beginning with the Congress, beginning with the Supreme Court, beginning with all the justices in every court in the land, beginning with every pastor in every church, every rabbi in every synagogue, every priest in every Catholic cathedral. Oh, they have political schemes. Oh, they have their little nicey-niceys to cover their sins. But they won't do what God says. Will you? Now think about what is coming. Therefore, I have poured out my fury on them. I have burned them up with the fire of my wrath. I have recompensed their own way upon their heads, says the Lord. I want you to think about that. Because with church at home and your own home, if you are not honest with God and confessing your own sins to Him, and if you are not repenting of those sins daily, because a human mind is deceitful and desperately wicked above all things, what is your life going to be? How is it going to turn out? You know, they recently beheaded a news reporter in Iraq. The ISIS terrorist hacked off his head. Now, if you want to know what's coming to America because of our sins, I recommend you go look at that video. You're going to be horrified by what you see. But what you need to do is understand that unless there is mass repentance beginning in all the areas that I mentioned, it is coming here. We need to think about it. What is this country going to do? Think about it. Because of all the lies, all the politics, all of the connivings, of evil of such a great magnitude that it is hard for our human minds to absorb it. So the only solution comes down to each one of us. What will we do? What will you do? What is your standing before God? Now, you need to come to God the way that God says. We'll cover that in a little bit. There can be some hope. But you need to understand, we are living in the last days, and God is calling His people out of this great Babylonian system to come out of her, because His judgments are coming. They've already been coming like waves. And remember this, when the waves come, every once in a while there is what is called a great rogue wave that comes astonishingly swiftly, and no one is prepared for it. Now you can be. You need to go to our homepage. You need to download the articles that we have there. You need this booklet, Why Has Christianity Failed in America? You need our other book, Lord, What Should I Do? And if you are a minister or pastor, you need to get that book and you need to read chapter 11 about what is required of ministers. You cannot continue with your Sunday lies, your Christmas, Easter, Halloween, and all of those lies, though the world doesn't. Remember what it says here. God is looking for different ones, whether they will do what is right or not. And God said He didn't find one. Well, can He find you as one to do what is right, to come to Him, to love Him and serve Him? The choice is up to each one of us. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. So until next time, this is Fred Coulter saying, so long, everyone.